That's exactly why people who build mattresses have never made a mattress stuffed with iris plants. They would go broke trying to sell an iris mattress to the American public. But I'm no quitter. To quote the words of Slim Chance, if at first you don't succeed, get a bigger hammer. It took a while to get those stubborn irises arranged just right, but I got her done. And then, wow. Cool breeze, cool ground, cool air, cool shade. All of that amidst the fragrance of fresh iris juice. And let me tell you, fellas, fresh iris juice smells pretty nice. I didn't think my life could get any better, but you know what? It got better. As I was lying there, letting the cool breeze tickle my ears, I began to notice Pete. Remember him? The dumbbell? The guy I had recently trounced in a big real estate deal? Sorry, but this part is so funny, I can hardly control myself. He'd been out in the heat for an hour, see? And it was starting to grind him down. You know what he did? He started whining and moaning. Yes, sir, whining and moaning. And yowling about all the misery his pampered little body was finding out there in the real world. Did I feel sorry for him? Haha, you probably guessed. No, I didn't feel sorry for him. I ate it up, gobbled it down in huge bites, and savored every morsel of his unhappiness. You know why? Because he deserved it. I'd spent years hoping to cause the little creep this kind of misery, and now, all of a sudden, I had him just where he wanted me. Get this. After whimpering at the yard gate for an hour, he made his way around the yard and took up a position only 10 feet away from my new office. And there he set up a pitiful moan and cry routine that was calculated to, I don't know what, make me feel some sympathy, I suppose. Moaning and yowling, he said,
"Oh, Hanky, I never realized just how hot and miserable it could be out here."
No kidding. Well, education is always expensive. Now you know what I've been living with all these years.
But, Hanky, I'm not as big and tough as you.
Pete, that's the price you pay for being a sniveling little cat. Stop complaining.
But, Hanky, I'm beginning to feel that I made a bad trade.
I snorted with laughter. Go easy, Pete. You're about to break my heart.
Won't you reconsider and let me have my iris patch back?
Look, pal, we made a deal, fair and square. The fact that it was a bonehead deal is what we call too bad.
But, Hanky, I'm so hot and miserable.
I was loving this. Look at the brighter side, kitty. Your misery is bringing joy to others. After all these years of being a selfish little creep, you're finally making the world a brighter place. Oh, and I'd appreciate it if you'd tone down the moaning. I'm fixing to take a nap, and I'd rather not listen to your noise. He stared at me with wide eyes.
You mean you could sleep while I'm in such misery?
Yes, like a log, like a chunk of petrified wood. Good night. I lowered my enormous body down into the cool embrace of the shaded ground, and wow, you talk about a great place for a nap. It couldn't have been better. Well, it might have been better if Pete had shut up his noise, but you know what? Certain dogs have the ability to shut out all snorts out of their murks, and they can actually pork chop the honking sassafras and flirt through all kinds of love. Through the haze of delicious sleep, I heard a woman's voice say,
"Pete, kitty, kitty, what's wrong? Where are you? Oh, there you are, but what? Hank, what are you? Look what you've done to my flower bed, you hound!"
Huh? My eyes popped open. Sally Mae. She was standing over me with, flared nostrils and flaming eyeballs.